Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 237 of my occasional podcast, Who's Paying Attention? So, I am recording in a hotel room in Chicago, just finished doing Wait. You probably hear that noise in the background. It's the heat. I don't know how many hotels you've stayed in, but one of the things about hotels is turning on, off, and controlling heating and air conditioning systems, never simple. Turned it off. As you can hear, it's still on. So sorry about the background noise. Also, I'm recording on my new MacBook Air. Yeah, it was time for me to upgrade. My other computer was 5 years old, which in computer time is ancient. So I got this new MacBook Air. It's beautiful. It does a bunch of things I don't know how to do, but it doesn't do something I needed to do, which is use GarageBand, which is what I normally record on. I keep getting a message that the app's not responding. Don't know what that means. You shut it down, you turn it on, you just force quit. So I don't know. So anyway, I'm recording on my QuickTime player, and I hope this works, and I hope I'm able to send this out. I don't know. This podcast may die on my new MacBook Air. What's going on? Man, rain in L.A., not news anywhere else. In L.A., rain is news. A friend of mine from London said she was tired of L.A. rain. I said, you're from London. You're used to the rain. She said, well, back home, we don't get the year's rain in 1 week. Here's my problem with the rain. As you may or may not know, I bought a house last year. If I ever buy another house, and I don't know if I'll ever buy another house, but if I ever buy another house, I'm buying it in the rain. That's when you see the problem. So I got this weird mud flow into my driveway, which I had already planned to address by changing the hardscaping in front of the house. It has to do with how the drainage is and a retaining wall that wasn't long enough. So I'm getting that fixed. Yes, a couple of days ago, I'm in my office. I hear tick, 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 tick. Turns out it's water dripping from the ceiling of the office. Now here's the funny thing. The office is on the first floor. Above the office, everything's dry. No leaks on the second floor, yet water leaks on the first floor. How does that even happen? I don't know. So I'm not good with houses. Houses break. I don't know how to fix them. I know how to fix mechanical things. I don't even understand why houses break. So now I'm in, you know, dealing with contractors who, as you may or may not know, were, how should I put this, not my favorite people. Roof guy comes, says, no, your roof is fine. Matter of fact, told me my roof was really good. Apparently my roof is foam coated, which is a thing. Who knew? So I have a very good roof. He said, might need some maintenance, but I don't think the leak's there. I think the leak's coming from the window. Well, the window, because it's on the second floor, is about 20 feet high. So you got to find a window guy who can work that high. So I do. I find a window guy, and he turns out to be a window and waterproofing guy. Now, he looks at the windows. He said, that's not the problem. Looks at the above the ceiling that's leaking, sees a pattern of some water on the wall, which eagle eyes. Well, he knows what he's looking for. He knows what he's doing. We go on the roof. He shows me some things where it could have been. There were some clogged drains. I don't know. I'm out of town. I'm in Chicago. It's raining on my house in L.A. I don't know what's happening. You know my cure? I bought bigger buckets. That's all I could do because they can't seal the areas that they suspect the leak until it's dry. So it has to stop raining, dry out, then they seal it. Then I guess I just have to wait for it to rain again to see if it works. That's how it goes. Man, that contracting's a hustle. There's a school. I pass by it, and it says it gives a contractor exam. And I'm really wondering if they, you know, schedule the exam for 8 a.m. Saturday, and then you show up at 8 a.m. Saturday, like, nah, we pushed it to 11 a.m., and we're going to go ahead and double the price. That would be the perfect contractor exam. That's where they'd learn it. Anyway, I don't know where you are. It's snowing all over the country. I hope you're doing okay with the weather. Let's get into the news. Well, no, let's not get into the news. I want to talk about one more personal experience. So last weekend, I did Just for Laughs Bermuda. It is a weekend comedy festival I host every year. Absolutely love it. Love Bermuda. Bermuda is a beautiful island nation. Not quite tropical, but good weather. And when it rains, they collect the rainwater. Yeah, the roofs are actually all white. And that's how they get their drinking water. The water comes down off the roof and they have storage to save it. That wasn't my point. My point was What a nice break from reality. There were two front page news stories in Bermuda that I want to share with you to give you an idea of how great life is in Bermuda. One of the stories was about us. Just Ronnie Chang, who was supposed to do Just for Laughs, sadly lost his father. His father passed away, so they took him off the show and replaced him with a guy named Ismo. That was a front page story, that there was a new comic on the Just for Laughs show. The next day, the front page story, one of them was a man stole a phone from his grandmother. Yeah, that was it. That's news. How great is their life? Yeah, there's some politics there. They're slightly affected by the whole Brexit thing because they are under England, but not really. They have some business going on with Bermuda's a bit of a tax haven, so they're saying that now if you do business here, it has to be more than just a P.O. box to avoid taxes. So they got some real issues. But honestly, when a stolen cell phone makes the paper, life is good. Back home, we got a bit more. So since we last spoke, I can't cover everything Baby Hands has done. He did serve a fast food feast to the Clemson football team, and you've read enough jokes and seen enough memes on that. You don't need me to chime in. Him and Pelosi are having this spat, okay, over the shutdown and the border wall. Shutdown's into record territory. I think we're going into the 28th day. TSA not paid, Coast Guard not paid, park rangers not paid, who knows what other I don't know all the departments of government, shut down, furloughed, not paid, getting screwed over. I feel for them. They're doing a great job. I've flown a couple of times. Whenever I fly, I make it a point to thank the TSA people for working for free. Yeah, I've made fun of them. I've done jokes about them. But right now, they're working for free and just to keep us flying and traveling. So you guys and women are appreciated. But anyway, so here we have it. Oh, and Baby Hands went to Texas to go to the border. Now, keep in mind, he is losing the public relations war in this shutdown because he said, I'm going to own the shutdown. And apparently people heard him. So it's his thing. So he keeps trying to shift the blame to the Democrats. But no, this one's on him and his stupid wall. He goes to Texas. You know what they don't want? A wall. Because people own land and the government would do eminent domain and take away their land. Remember, these are conservatives. These are the small government. Government's out to get me. Government won't take my guns. I had the right to take a gun to an elementary school and a church. That's who this is, okay? But if they want to build the wall, then the government comes and takes your land. So once again, it's such bullshit. Okay, the wall is just stupid, but Trump's kind of painted himself in a corner on this thing, so he has to stick it out. Well, anyway, so he's fighting Pelosi over this because Pelosi's like, let's just do a temporary measure, open the government, get these people paid, and then we'll fight over your stupid little wall. Even the Senate, sort of, kind of, not McConnell, because McConnell's balls are, well, his balls shriveled up and went away a long time ago. But anyway, Trump refuses to budge. Gotta have the wall, gotta have the wall, gotta have the wall. So Pelosi, and I personally, I like this move, uninvited him from giving the State of the Union address. The State of the Union address is actually an address from the president to Congress that we sort of listen in on, right? Well, she's saying, well, you know, government security's not getting paid. Secret Service not getting paid, blah, blah, blah. She said, we can't guarantee your security, so we'd rather you didn't come give your speech, right? That's kind of gangster on her part. So what Trump did, she was supposed to go to Afghanistan, visit the front line and the troops, something that Trump didn't do for years. But anyway, So he canceled her military flight and escort and said, well, if you want to fly a commercial, you can go. Now, some people will say both sides are being petty, but I don't. And this is not a matter of being Democrat or whatever. It's not equal because he's the president, okay? He's the president. He sets the policy. He's the one locked in on this silly wall thing. So what she's doing is using the power of her office as best she can to get a message across to him. I don't see it as equal, but they are both being petty in some ways, in the sense that, you know, we got a bigger issue than who wins this fight. It's getting our government working again. And I just did an episode of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and it was really interesting to listen because, you know, Britain is going through the Brexit thing and the possible vote of no confidence on their leader, et cetera, et cetera. And someone pointed out, isn't it interesting that the United States and Britain are both, our governments are a mess right now? Of course, Trump, you know, both leaders are disliked, but Trump will say he won. I'm more disliked than any leader in history. I won. I'm the most tremendously disliked leader of all. You know how he does. So there's that. I'm fine with no State of the Union, by the way. I think that's the right thing to do. And I don't know why Congress and the Senate are being paid right now. I honestly don't. If you're a TSA worker, if you're a IRS, you know, clerical worker, accountant, whatever, if you're a Secret Service person and you're not getting paid, Congress and the Senate should not be getting paid. What else with baby hands? Collusion. Were the Russians involved? He's being investigated by the FBI for Russian involvement in the 2016 election. Rudy Giuliani says, now Giuliani says, well, I didn't say there was no collusion. I said Trump wasn't involved in collusion. Rudy said there was no collusion. You know it and I know it. But now even he's so. Listen, this whole thing is a mess. You know it. But is Trump done? I don't think so. I don't think so. You know why? Because this America, and people, I've said it before, they make up what they want to believe. Trump supporters can't be bothered with facts. They simply can't. Even Fox News, even Fox and Friends in the morning said Trump was losing the battle on his border wall, and people in the audience were like, no, that's fake news. That's fake. They told Fox News it was fake news when Fox was giving the news. Fox is fake. I don't know where you go once Fox is fake, but wherever you go, that's where they're going. Also, you know, people. Okay. I talked to a friend of mine who's from Israel, and they were telling me how they like Trump. And if you're not aware of this, Trump is very popular in Israel for having moved the embassy to Jerusalem and for being just no questions asked Israel supporter. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I love Israel. I have no beef with Israel. It is a totally super interesting from a historic perspective, but also I think very unique in how it's surrounded by its enemies and the fight it has taken for Israel to exist, et cetera, et cetera. It is a different point of view when you're in Israel versus being here on the outside looking in. So I get it. I get Israel's happiness with the feel of Trump being 100% ally, no questions asked. But this is what was interesting about my friend. So they said that, you know, Trump's a good friend, said he's a great businessman. Now this came up, he's not. He never has been. The true, and this is where people have selective beliefs. And it was interesting, there was an article I read about this that people think Trump's a good businessman, and that's part of his approval rating. But his approval rating drops with Democrats and Republicans when the truth comes out. Because the truth is, he's not a great businessman. His father propped him up. Nobody knows exactly how much money. It could be $40 million, could be $400 million. It's certainly more than the $1 million Trump claims. Also, people think, they talk about Trump being self-made, but he's not. He grew up in a rich family. His father had connections in real estate, in politics, et cetera, propped him up and saved him every time he screwed up the business. He's had numerous bankruptcies. He's failed casinos. So he's not a good businessman, but people will say that. Now, the same person also said that Barack Obama was a failure because he didn't bring world peace. What? Think about that. Think about the two bars you have to get to. So for Trump to be great, all he had to do was move an embassy. Obama, we were looking for world peace. And I told this friend, I said, you know, and this is a friend of mine. I have no beef with this person. I don't have to agree with you to respect your beliefs. I don't respect ridiculous, idiotic beliefs, but that's another story. They had the luxury of being a single issue voter. See, this is true of a lot of the right, a lot of conservatives, single issue. So if abortion is your issue, you don't care about education, housing, energy, tax cuts, banking regulations, environment, et cetera. So you don't, if you're a gun person, you know, you're still under this crazy belief that Democrats want to come to your house and take your guns. The gun lobby and the gun dealers used that for 8 years to make a ton of money off of the gun people during the Obama administration. Just kept telling them, you know, that Barack Obama, some bitch, coming to your house, take your gun. You're going to make all guns illegal. So you better buy as many as you can. And it worked. Fear is an excellent marketing strategy, and it worked. But the single issue voter has that luxury. Now, I'm not. I think the Trump administration, and you know, Christie said it, because of course Christie got screwed, but you know it. Why am I pretending you don't know? Every department leader appointed, these people are horrible. Ben Carson knows nothing about housing. You know what Ben Carson knows about housing? How to cut Trump a good deal. So they made a deal where HUD sold a development for $900 million and Trump happened to make $35 million off it. Betsy DeVos, DeVos, however you want to pronounce it, she knows less about education than anyone listening to me right now. Yet she is in charge of education. She's destroying education. And anyone who thinks that education's not important, it's a short-sighted thing. I can't imagine that. Energy, we got the ex-governor of Texas who knew nothing about energy. Right now, we're looking at our ambassador to the UN being an ex-Fox reporter. Again, these people, no idea what they're doing. So in talking to this person, you know, I care about all these issues because I believe America could be great. I'm not getting into that MAGA, make America great again nonsense. I'm not talking about that nonsense. I'm talking about as a country, you know, we're a nation of immigrants. We don't build walls. We bring in immigrants and they make the country better. There is a recording. It is part of the Marshall movie soundtrack. There was a piece written by James Baldwin called Let America Be America Again, and it is brilliant. And on the Marshall recording, it is read to music. It just look it up. Go online, find Let America Be America Again, and listen to it. We could be a great country. We could be the country that the founding fathers envisioned in their minds. We have that in us. We refuse to be that. Who are we? We are a country that Costco sold out 27-pound tubs of mac and cheese. Sold out. That's all you need to know. What's going on in America? We sold out of 27-pound tubs of mac and cheese. How do you eat 27-pound tubs? I don't even know what you do with a 27-pound tub of mac and cheese, but a lot of people do because they sold them. Oh, and that tax cut. You remember the tax cut that helped you that the mysterious, what do they call it? The middle class or working class, white male, whatever, whoever it is. I don't know. You know, the racists who support Trump. That tax cut, let me tell you who that tax cut helped. Rolls-Royce had their best year ever. Record sales of Rolls-Royce cars in the United States, and they related directly to the tax cut because the CEOs and heads of businesses the rich got so much richer. They were like, you know what? I got a little extra cash. I'm going to buy a Rolls-Royce. Did you get one? I didn't get one. And I like them. The Wraith is my dream car. Ain't that funny yet. And I'm not running a company. Damn me. I got to pull myself up by my bootstraps and get me a Rolls-Royce. Why didn't my dad make millions and millions so he could give me some money and I could be a successful businessman? Thought this was America. Okay, I'm done with all of that. And I could go on and on. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is my favorite person in government. I love this woman. She's the young congresswoman from New York. She is the thorn in everyone's side, and I hope she continues to be that. She responds to the trolls on Twitter and burns them. She explains her job and her position. She's not going to shut up. She's not going to lay down. A lot of the corporate Democrats are speaking out against her. I've said this before. I'll say it again. No one surrenders quicker than a Democrat. Now the Democrats are going to fight the Democrats. So I don't know what's going to happen with her, but I so hope she continues to speak out. Follow her on Twitter. She's doing her thing, and I'm really happy about it. Shout out to all the government workers. I mentioned it before. I'm saying it again. TSA, park rangers, Coast Guard, tax people, all of the people who have to work to keep things going. Kevin Hassett, the economic advisor to the White House, said, well, this is great for them. This is like a vacation for them. No, it's not, asshole. These people are not getting paid. Their bills are still coming in. So thank you to those doing it. They're naming things after Obama. And when I say they, I mean everybody. I love this because these are the kind of stories that, you know, someone in Trump administration, the Fox News people, the racists, the haters, they hate this. Everything is being named after Barack Obama. Streets, okay? There's Barack Obama Way in New Albany Township, Indiana. Indiana, that's Pace Country. Barack Obama Boulevard in Florida. Barack Obama Academy for Academic and Civic Development in New Jersey. Barack Obama Elementary School in Richmond, Virginia. And there's a good chance that LAX, Los Angeles Airport, will be renamed after Barack Obama. I so hope it happens. He flew there enough times. We love him in Cali. The 134, the Ventura Freeway, which is not far from where I live in LA, is being named after Barack Obama. I love that. Listen, I said it, and I still believe this. He will not be recognized in my lifetime. It'll be 50 to 100 years before we realize, no, not realize, before we recognize how great a president he was. So I'm really enjoying the fact that this is happening for two reasons. One, as a salute to Barack Obama. Two, to really annoy Republicans. I just like that. Yeah, I do. I'm petty. What can I say? Gillette has an interesting ad about toxic masculinity. Gillette, we're talking about the razor shaving company. For years, their slogan was the best a man can get. And now they have a commercial that's questioning, is it the best a man can get? Looking at, they call it areas of toxic masculinity. I guess that's what it is. I didn't really know there was a name for it, but they're talking about things like, you know, the old-fashioned bully, tough guy definition of what a man is. And they're saying, you know, maybe a man can do better, and a man can do something like stop a bully from bullying somebody, or when your buddy wants to hassle a woman on the street for how she looks, telling your buddy, yo, man, not cool. And just things like that. They're talking about, it's good. I think it's good. In some ways, you know, they show like two little boys fighting and a bunch of grown men are standing there and they're like, boys will be boys. And then the better man's is when they show him breaking it up, saying, hey, guys, we don't settle disputes this way. Now, some of it, okay, I'm not going to talk about it. I think the ad's a good idea. I think the ad is cool. Broaden the definition of what a man is. That's cool. There are some things I think men should do and know how to do. You know, I joke about it with a friend of mine who he's a comic, Mal Hall, super funny guy. And he has a bit about not knowing how to jump start a car or not knowing how to change a tire. You know, to me, that's man shit. As a man, you should know how to do that. You should know how to use tools. So we joke about stuff like that. Physical stuff. Yeah, I listen, I'm okay with kids playing sports. I think a little boy growing up should see his blood now and then. Scrape a knee, fall down. Yeah, I think that toughens you up. I think that is an element of manhood. That's not bullying or beating up people. It's just, you know, yeah, toughen you up a little. I'm fine with that. But I'm okay with this ad campaign. I can't find the article right now, but one of the right-wing conservative websites popped up on my feed, and their whole thing is that this whole ad campaign was created by a liberal woman man hater. You've heard that nonsense before. No, but this is, you know what? Nobody hate. Man up. Take a little criticism. Change. Accept that men are different now. I'm good with this. Good for Gillette. I don't know. Is this going to sell more razors? I don't know. I'm going to buy a razor from the Gentle Company. No, you're going to buy razor blades that fit the razor you have. I got a Fusion. It's got like 19 blades in it. It cuts the hair. It pulls the hair. It curls the hair. And then it cuts it again. It trims. I don't know. Listen, I heard today that rainbow dyeing underarm hair is a thing. I heard that women with bushy eyebrows are somehow sexier. So maybe shaving, I don't know. What if we got to tackle all those hipster beards? If you got to tackle a hipster beard, then any razor is going to have a hard time, whether you're the best a man can get or not. You seen the length of those beards? Are they going to start shaving? I always wondered when that's going to start. Will this be it? Who knows? It's an ad campaign. I put it sort of like Dove when they started showing women that weren't supermodel thin and just real women. And women, I think women responded to that. I think women were like, yeah, we're not all supermodel thin. That's not the only standard of beauty. Again, bushy eyebrows. Listen, ladies, if you're one who shaved the eyebrows off and drew them on with a pencil, sorry, you may have missed on this one. I love you guys. I am about to go on my cruises. I said it before, it's jazz cruise season. So I don't know when I'll do another podcast. I'm talking to some people about doing a more professional podcast that may come up in the next month or so. I'm good. I hope you're good too. You know, the government shutdown is an embarrassment. It's ridiculous. It's stupid and petty and purely political. It's been shown, again, facts ruin anything. More terror suspects, more threats come in through ports of entry than through our southern border. They fly in. Most illegal aliens in this country are people who overstayed their visa, not people who snuck in from Mexico, people who were here and just decided to stay. These are facts. This is real. And America is a nation of immigrants, and you don't build a wall around a nation of immigrants. You use that same money to increase the courts, to increase the asylum judges and figure out who should be allowed to stay because they're under threat in their old country, who shouldn't. You stop pretending they're taking jobs that you ain't going to do. You ain't going to do those jobs. So listen, you give me a guy who can seal my roof, I ain't asking where he came from. I'm pointing him to the roof. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. I hope this podcast goes out. Quick time player. It's a new way to do it, but I'm sure it'll work. Apple's smarter than me. Why is everything Apple connected? Siri knows everything about me. I had to put in a password on this computer. Then I had to put in the passcode that they sent to my iPhone. Then it asked about the passcode for my iPad. And I got a fingerprint. Siri, leave me alone. You know me far too well. Keep laughing, people. Who's paying attention? You are. I appreciate it.